All right, welcome back to the show here inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. As much as we talk about Peyton Manning or Tom Brady having great years as quarterbacks, there's a guy in Pittsburgh that 4 weeks ago we had as good as dead. Ben Roethlisberger, through the last 2 weeks, guys, has thrown for 862 yards, 12 touchdowns. He's thrown a couple picks, but oh well. The 12 touchdowns, he's putting his team in the end zone, 6-6. He's had as good a two-game stretch in the history of the league as there's ever been. Are you guys buying or selling Pittsburgh?
I'm in for this point because the defense has been playing along with them okay. Early in the season, that was not a Pittsburgh defense. They were struggling. So, yeah, Ben's putting up video game numbers, but the defense has played modestly well at the same time. The thing when you watch Ben, though, what he's been doing really well in the last couple weeks is starting to move safeties and move defenses with his shoulders. He hangs in there, has done a great job of looking people off, and that's something we've seen Brady do here a lot. You go back and look at a couple of those touchdowns on last week's game where he just stared down the safety, stared until there's no chance you can get to the out or you can get to the outside sort of fade pattern and then just sets it right in there. He's not been a technical guy in his career. He's been a sling it and run around guy. He got technical in the last few weeks, and I think that's part of why he did so well.
Are you buying Pittsburgh?
I'm buying Pittsburgh. I am buying Pittsburgh. The reason why I'm buying Pittsburgh is because you talk about Ben Roethlisberger, and here's a guy that's won two Super Bowls. You look at Mike Tomlin as their head coach. Another coach has been in a Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl. You look at the team. They have veterans on the defensive side of the ball. And granted, they're a little bit long in the tooth, but there's a team that has experience, that has some leadership.
Brought Harrison back, yeah, too, so now he's kind of giving them a little bit of an edge up front.
They brought Harrison back, and so when you look at this team, I think here's a team that, you know, I don't want to say similar to the Patriots, but they're a team that, you know, maybe they didn't start as fast as they would like, but they know what it takes to kind of kick it up and get it going. And we hear Bill say it's all about November and December, and I think Pittsburgh is a team just like that.
All right, we got to talk about the New York Jets, because this past week during practice, there was a plane that flew over that had a sign that said, "Fire John Idzik." Jets fans have raised $10,000 to put up a billboard near the complex at Florham Park. And Drew Bledsoe, my old buddy, went on a talk show and said the New York Jets have thrown Mark Sanchez under the bus. He's actually rooting for him to do well and thinks he will do well in Philadelphia. And I agree with him on this. You've been with the Jets. We've all been with the Jets at one point or another. This is pretty comical. I mean, the Jets, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, it's just we all also know that there's that weird relationship in that town because of the second, you know, the little brother. I mean, there's so much
Yankees Mets.
Yeah, and there's so much pressure for them to do it. And when they miss on the quarterback position where it looks like they have, even with Mark Sanchez, I mean, I know he's an easy target, but you know, he actually had some early success and didn't get it done late himself.
Is it Mark Sanchez? Was it the coaching staff? Did they not give him the right type of quarterback coach, that kind of thing? So ultimately, at the end of the day, when I look at the Jets organization, it starts from the top down. And to me, that thing is in shambles.
All right, good stuff right there. Hey, there's no game this week, so we're not making any big predictions. We're not going to make anybody any money out there, not that we have. But we're going to talk about some of the surprises here with the Patriots. And is there a power shift in the AFC? That's all next on the show.